Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Caroline's here. You don't need headphones because you can hear my voice.
Okay. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I've got the wrong mic turned up. There you go. Try that.
Hi, good morning.
There you
Jason,
have it.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going great.
Yep, beautiful day. happy November 3rd.
Yes, I know. How was your Halloweeny?
Oh, Halloweeny was great. You know, there's nothing like going down to Brook Street, Oak Street, having the whole street's closed off. It's mayhem. It's like a Rolling Stones concert, somebody said to me. I thought that was funny.
I saw you walking about and you looked very happy and sort of in a good spirit, good holiday spirit-y mood.
So I was, nice. You know, I was with my younger son and he and I were just bouncing around and it's very social.
Yeah.
Very fun. I was chasing after him and his pack of wild 10-year-olds and with some other moms. It was fun.
Breaks down barriers, doesn't it, when you bump into somebody who you know and they've got, you know, they're dressed as a Roman centurion.
No, I didn't. You, I was a flapper, but I know I like the fact that you got the double entendre of that I'm a flapper, you know, talker.
Flapper.
I thought you got that one.
I thought you said slapper. It's very British.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's you just looked nicely. You looked dressed up to me, but what do I know? 51-year-old. I said, well, you know, you just look nice. But it was 1920s flapper sort of thing. You know, I didn't know.
I didn't have the right shoes. I had a belt around my head because I couldn't find my proper little head thing.
They would wear headbands, wouldn't they? Of course they would.
With a feather. I have one somewhere floating around the house.
What is a flapper, though? What is it? Just a name for a woman or sort of that look?
It was a particular style and person in the 20s. And they had, like, really beautiful ornate dresses. And they'd go to speakeasies and party. So.
Yeah. During Prohibition times.
During Prohibition, I could relate to that.
Yeah.
No, it's a good costume when you don't have a costume. But anyway.
So no guests today, but you've got something you want to talk about.
I'm going to talk about one of my very favorite events that happens here in Laguna Beach. So if you're listening from outside Laguna Beach, you can take notes because this is a great fundraiser for our middle school. And it's called the Sports Swap. And it's going on tomorrow at the middle school, Thurston Middle School, which if you don't know where that is, it's halfway up Park Avenue, past the high school. And what it is people donate all their gently used sports equipment and gear and everything, like every sport. And it's in the gym and you go in and it's like a huge like shopping extravaganza.
You know, I'm glad you're here because it's in the news, this story.
Yeah.
It's in the hourly news.
Oh, good.
So the information will be repeated throughout the day, so that's cool. And Ava and I were just talking about it, and we were talking about it in a way that, you know, we do, because we don't know anything about it. So I'm glad you're here with more real information.
Right. So, I mean, it's a fundraiser for the middle school, but the whole community participates, and you're... Children don't even have to go to the schools to participate because there's nothing better than emptying out your garage of old sports equipment and clothing and gear and everything from golf to skiing to skateboarding, you name it. I mean, people pick up, especially if you do have kids, you can pick up a whole ski gear for your little ones super cheap.
Right, yeah.
So if you've got stuff, the drop-off is today at the middle school. From
8 to 6,
yeah. Right. And it's really easy. You just pull up in the front, and they've got a staging area, and they've got it so organized. They've been doing this for many, many years, and they just know what's going on, and they take it in. And so if you donate it outright, 100% of the proceeds goes to the school. And if you consign your gear, you get 50% back.
So don't worry that it's going to take you half an hour to do this. It's not. You're going to just pull up at the school, drop the stuff off and go.
Exactly.
If you can sign it, you're going to have to sign something, presumably. But if you're just dropping off, boom, it's done.
It's really convenient, and it's so fun. And then you go tomorrow. And so here's the thing about tomorrow. From 9 to noon, everything's full price. But from 1 to 3, everything's 50% off, and so everything's really reasonable.
So does anybody show up in the morning? Of course they do, because they want to. Because the things that people really want, they really want them.
So let's discuss as a shopper.
Please.
I mean, the first time I went, I was there like right when the doors opened because I'm like, I want wetsuits. I knew exactly what I was looking for. And the kids were really little and I don't want to spend a lot of money on stuff they're going to grow out of.
They're going to grow out of really quickly. You know? Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe not use, you know, very often. So
got it.
I got exactly what I wanted. And then, you know, I've donated all kinds of stuff over the years. Skim boards and, you know, stuff that they use for a season. And then they're like, I don't want a skim board anymore.
You know what? I love that. This is like, this is not what it seems at first glance to a fool like me. This is really a way to recycle stuff.
Recycle, reuse.
You don't have to go back to Rye. You don't have to go back to Walmart and buy more plastic crap from China. You can recycle it. And everybody's a winner. Because people, you know, don't have to spend a fortune.
Exactly.
I love it.
I love it too. That's why I had to talk about it today.
I did not think of it in any deep way. I did not scratch the surface of this.
Yep. It's all about recycling. Yeah. It's a community event. It's a fundraiser. I mean, it hits every good, you know, Caroline's Cause Corner tenant that there is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it's Sports Swap, Thurston Middle School, tomorrow. 9 to, what did you say? Sorry, I'm looking at...
Today it's 8 to 6 to drop off, and tomorrow's 9 to 3.
That's right.
Yeah.
And let's see. There's also demo equipment from favorite local retailers. So there's also some new stuff that you can buy. And
They've been using it in the store for people to sort of look at when they go.
Yeah, well, right. And there actually is sections that have like some paddle boards that are, I think, brand new.
Oh,
but
cool.
Think about it. If you want to try paddle boarding and you don't want to, you know, spend all the money to get the
gear.
Imagine
the surfboards. I imagine there's all that stuff over there.
Well, it's sort of like, you know, when people used to get the home gym and use it for 10 times.
Yeah.
You know, what do we do with this like thing?
Yeah.
So this is an opportunity for people to like, you know, get, like I said, clean out their garage, call your neighbor. I've called a couple friends and neighbors that have no kids, not married, but have sports equipment. And I said, I'll come collect it and donate it.
Do you know what I want? I want one of those things where you hang upside down. It stretches your back. I'm sure there isn't one of those. No, you sort of screw it to the ceiling of the garage. And you hang upside down until, of course, the way I do sort of odd jobs and that, if certain to fall and I bang my head and then I need to wear a helmet the rest of my life.
Because it wouldn't be professionally installed in the first place.
No, I wouldn't. No, of course not. I would never spring for the money, you see. Terrible, cheap. No, but I just think it's great, as you say, to try out new things. That's the way to do it. Because stuff's expensive.
Well,
tennis rackets, all that stuff.
You know what? Paddleboards, surfboards, bikes, kids' bikes, you know, it all adds up. Skiing, like ski equipment. Like there are people last year that got the two kids that they have brand new, you know, basically brand new ski equipment, boots, poles, skis. It's like a great deal. Awesome. And there's also clothing there.
Yeah.
So if you were going to get something, what would it be?
I could use a new tennis racket. My racket's a little bit, it's a bit light for me now. That would be good. I'd love to try skiing. I've never been skiing.
Oh.
I know it sounds ridiculous to the Laguna ears, but I've never been. I'd love to give that a go.
No, I think that you should get up to Big Bear and give it a shot.
I think so.
Yeah.
I like the after.
That's a lot of fun.
I like the after ski idea. I like the, you know.
Yeah, the après-ski. Après-ski is really fun. You know, always have a good band and, you know, there's another festive atmosphere for sure.
I would like to try it one day. I'd like to try it. Maybe I'm getting a bit too old now. I don't know. But that's something I'd like to try. Also, I've always fancied myself as a surfer, but I've never been able to do it. So there you go. But
have you tried surfing?
I have tried many times and hurt myself many times.
Well, anyway, Sports Swap tomorrow. Go clean out your garage and get that old sports equipment
out there.
Donate
yeah.
it to the school. I also want to mention that it is Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Month
this month,
in November.
We had Faye Chapman in yesterday talking about it.
Yeah, good. So I wanted to mention that on my show because I don't think I'm going to get them on my show this month. So.
Right. No, there's tons of stuff going on, and there's a website as well, LagunaHungryAndHomeless.org. There you go.
Thank you. And there's bins around town that you can put food in, and there's a food drive, a toiletry drive, Thanksgiving potluck. Yeah, everybody, you know, help out our community in that way as well.
Yeah.
So I think that's it for Caroline's Cause Corner today.
Thanks for coming in, Caroline.
Well, it's my show. I love it. I wouldn't miss it. And I will be on next week. And until then, this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Totally.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.